Yud Aleph Sivan, Monday the 13th of June, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Zakein, Kiddush in Hashkofa and Halacha.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for the opportunity. And we'll explore, Rezis Hashem, an idea which is the Hashkofa idea behind Kiddush, and we'll see, Rezis Hashem, how this Hashkofa idea of Kiddush has ramifications in the Halachas of Kiddush. So we'll start first with a Taraskanim. Taraskanim says like this, and this is actually mentioned with regards to Amalek as well. Taraskanim asked, how is the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek supposed to be fulfilled? Maybe Zechiras Amalek is supposed to be believed. Says the Gemara, Taraskanim, since it says, Lotishkach is already an indication that believe, you're not supposed to forget. Elamai Zachar means Bepeh. If you just had a Zachar, it could have been Zechira Balei. But since you have Lotishkach as well, therefore it indicates that the Zechira is not sufficient that it should be Zechira Balei, it has to be Bepeh. Likewise, very interestingly, the Taraskanim says that when it comes to Zachar, Sema Shabbos Lekadshei, maybe the Zechira of Shabbos should be Zechira Balei. Says the Medrash, no, because we have Zachar Veshamar. We also have Shamar, Sema Shabbos Lekadshei. Which is interesting. Aside from the issue of Shamar meaning Shmira from Melacha, the idea is, since through Shmira from Melacha, you have a consciousness, you have an awareness of the fact that it is Shabbos, therefore, Shabbos is in your mind. That is a Zechira of Shabbos. If you're aware of the fact that you shouldn't do Melacha because today is Shabbos, then in your mind you're remembering that today is Shabbos. So what does Zachar mean? So Zachar means Bepeh. So from there we learn that it has to be the Zechira of Shabbos. Zachar Sima Shabbos Lekatshei is the Zechira Be'amira. The lashon of the Taraskanim is the Shetehe Shoyne Bepeh, that you have to say, state it with your mouth. Now, if we look for the definition of what Kiddush is supposed to be about, we look at the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, Mason Chazal, Mitzvah Min HaTorah Lekadesh Es Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim. So we have a mitzvah lekadesh Shabbos bidvarim with words shenemar zachar siyom Shabbos lekadshei kloimar. What does it mean lekadesh es Shabbos? Zochrehu zechiras shevach vekiddush. Recall it a zechira of shevach of praise and kiddush and sanctification. V'tzayich lezochrehu b'chnisosol b'tziyosol. This is Rambam Shita that you have to be zochre Shabbos as it comes in and as it goes out. So what is it that we're supposed to say in Kiddush? We're supposed to make a mention of Shabbos' importance and its exalted state vis-a-vis the rest of the days of the week. If you don't mention how Shabbos is special and exalted from the rest of the week, then you have not fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush. Sefer HaChinuch even elaborates a little bit more. I didn't have a chance to bring it with me. But he elaborates more on this idea that the Zechira is mentioning and exalting the special nature of Shabbos and how Shabbos is distinct and separate from the rest of the days of the week. Now,
at the end of Shabbos, when we say Shifal Yoim, we mention Shabbos, don't we?
Every day, yes. So the Ramban has many, Ramban and Chumash in Parshas Yisro, has many, many inyanim as to where, how we supposed to mekayim zachor, maybe zachor should mean that at the beginning of the week, if you see something, like the Gemara says, if you see something special, so you zoicher Shabbos and you set it aside, many, many things. We're going to focus on one of the things that the Ramban mentions, which will give us, I think, a slightly different perspective on Kiddush Shabbos. By the way, most of the things I will say today, just to make sure, I heard from many shiurim, one of my rabbis when I was back in America, Rabbi Yonason Sachs from Passaic, nothing to do with Rabbi Jonathan Sachs here, the chief rabbi. And he was Yeshiva YU, and he was Yeshiva, university where I was at. Yeshiva, the university I was at. So he says like this, the Ramban. Aval Raboseinu od bo medrash. Mimilas lekatshei. They learn from the word lekatshei. Shenekatshehu bezikaron. That we should be mekadesh Shabbos with zikaron, with memory, with recalling it. Keinyan vekidashtem es shnas hachamishim shon. Like we have a mitzvah, like there's a mitzvah based in Vekidashim Esrinas HaChamishim Shana, we have a mitzvah to be Mekadesh the 50th year, the Yovel. So too, there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shabbos. Shehutal Kiddush Beisdin Loimar Beyovel Mekudash Mekudash. That is a requirement of Beisdin to state, to declare. Today is Mekudash, today is a holy day, today is a special day. Achkan Tziva Shenizkor Es Yom HaShabbash VeKadshenu Oso. So to hear, it commands us to recall the day of Shabbos as we, or through, being Mekadesh. V'chein Amur Mimechilta LeKadshu KadShehu BeBrocha Mikan Amur MeKadshin Alayayin BeKnisosoi. So, says Ramban, the idea is that you should declare the day of Shabbos to be a holy day, to be a special day. Now the Rambam was telling us that you should say words that relate to the special nature of Shabbos. Ezechira bidvar. It's not about being mekadesh the day, according to the Rambam. It's about making a statement and praising the day and singling out that Shabbos is a special day. According to Ramban, we're looking at being mekadesh the day which is kadosh, just like Yovel. Yovel is kadosh even without Beisdin making a declaration of kedusha. It's kadosh, but we still need to make a declaration on that which is kadosh. The other example we can find of this idea of being mekadesh, that which is already kadosh, is kedushas bechor. Bechor is also kadosh mirechem. So, if it's kadosh, then why do we have a mitzvah to be mekadesh the peker rechem? We have a mitzvah to declare a kadosh in spite of the fact that we know that there is a kedusha there. So sometimes the kedusha exists, and nonetheless I have a mitzvah to be mekadesh it, to declare it kadosh. So says the Ramban, so too with Shabbos, I have a mitzvah to declare it kadosh. Continues the Ramban, Ein li ela leyoyim velayla minayim, the machlok is whether you should go the other way around, Talmud Omer ushmartem es haShabbos, zeu kiddush hayoyim, vehu min haTorah, einu asmachta, וכן אמרו נשים חייבות בקידוש היום דבר תורה וזה על קידוש הלילה. So it says really that's going back on the קידוש הלילה. That's the mitzvah also for the women. לפי שכל הטעון עם קידוש מתקדשים בכניסתם פעם אחת. All the things that require קידוש, you need to make that declaration of קידוש as you go into that קידושה once. So when the beginning of that קידושה takes place, you need to make a declaration of its קידושה. So with Bechor, as it's born, you make a declaration that it's Kadosh. With Yovel, as the year starts, you make a declaration, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, the year is Kadosh. So too with Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, you make a declaration that it is Kadosh.
You don't have to say one word.
Lichora, you could, the Lashon, he's not explaining what Lashon should be, but you need to declare today is Shabbos. Maybe you don't even have to say it's Mekudosh. You say it's Shabbos and therefore Kadosh. Yeah, if it's from Yovel, then you would have to say specifically Kadosh. Yeah, I don't know. But in Yovel, maybe if they were to say Yovel, today's Yovel also helps, right? We don't know whether you have to specifically say the word Mekudosh, otherwise you're not Yotze. But you have to declare what it is today, or what is special.
It's a chiyuv.
It's a chiyuv. It's a to declare it.
Everybody will have to deal with it.
Well, there's a chiyuv beisdin. We have chiyuvim which are chiyuv beisdin, which are not chiyuv to the yachid, but it's a chiyuv beisdin. So that's the case of Yovel. Here it's a chiyuv on the yachid. Okay? Good. Now, if the chiyuv of Shabbos, of Kiddush Shabbos, is to mention it, according to the Rambam, is to exalt its nature, so let's see. The Rambam says, "Zochreu zechira Shabbos b'kiddush b'knisasoi u'b'tziyasoi." So the first thing is the Rambam holds, there's Yadua, that Havdalah is also a mitzvah deoraisa, and it's the other half of kiddush. Kiddush has two halves. The first half is b'knisasoi, as Shabbos comes in, and Havdalah, Shabbos goes out. Now let's think for a second. This works very beautiful with the Rambam and not like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, what's the idea? You have a day, Shabbos, which is distinct, which is separate, which has a different level of Kedusha than the rest of the days of the week. And you must point out, you must say words of Shevach, of Shabbos, vis-a-vis the rest of the week. Now that's possible to do as Shabbos comes in, and you exalt Shabbos that we are about to begin, or we just began. And also, it's Shaykh to do that at the end of Shabbos. You also exalt the fact that we're transitioning between Shabbos and non-Shabbos. So it's shayach to mention the importance and the special nature of Shabbos as Shabbos goes out. So if the idea is to exalt Shabbos as it compares or contrasts with the rest of the week, then we understand that that could be possible in the beginning of Shabbos, as you transition into Shabbos, and also as you transition out of Shabbos. But if the halacha of Kiddush is to be mekadesh the day, then what point would there be to be mekadesh at the end of Shabbos? What are you mekadesh? Mekadesh the whole. Maybe Chassidus would be mekadesh the whole. Maybe that's the Indian. But al pi pshat, it shouldn't be a Kiddush of chol as you leave Shabbos. So the din havdalah is lichora a different din than the din Kiddush. If you learn like the Rambam with Kiddush, you're making a declaration of Kiddush. Because as we said, that's in the beginning of a time you make that declaration. But if we say that it is highlighting, just pointing out the Shevach of the day, then it makes sense that you could do that, or that you should do that as the Shabbos comes in, as you transition into Shabbos, and as you transition out of Shabbos. So, the Rishonim that hold that Havdalah is not Midoraisa would fall very well with this Mandi'amah. They don't have to, but it would be hard to learn that you hold like the Ramban and still say that Havdalah is Deoraisa. That would be very hard to say. Because how would you be Mekadesh Shabbos? What would you have here to be Mekadesh Midoraisa the day after the day is over? Then Mekadesh the day of Shabbos when it's no longer Shabbos. So you wouldn't be able to do that Bichora. That's one issue. Second issue is as follows. There is a... I have to copy it. It's very big. There's a question about Te'ima, about tasting before Kiddush. Rambam writes, Asur, halacha hei, this parak chav tes. Asur le'adam lechol olishos yayim mishekidesh hayom ad sheyikadesh. It's an issue to eat or drink from the moment that the day began until you make Kiddush. V'chel, mishayatsa hayom asur lo lehaskil lechol olishos v'lasos melacha olitom klum ad sheyabdil. And likewise, you have a halacha by Havdalah that you're not allowed to eat or taste anything until you've said Havdalah. Now he says, mayim is mutter. Now, this is with regards to the Kiddush on Friday night. How about Kiddush in the morning? Here we get to the issue, Kiddush HaRabba. Why is it called Kiddush HaRabba? The Kiddush in the morning, some say it's a Lashon Sagi Nehor, that it's really, there's nothing great or big about this Kiddush, it's actually a very short, small Kiddush, you only say Bar Priya Gefen, and therefore that's why it's called Kiddush HaRabba, and the other Pshatim. Now, let's think for a second. Again, if we say, like the Ramban, that the mitzvah of Kiddush is to make a declaration that this is a Kaddish day, and that declaration is at the beginning of Shabbos, then the Kiddush in the morning is a very different type of Kiddush. It's a Kiddush the Rabbanan, but it's Lichora, a different element, a different aspect of Kiddush. If we hold, like the Rambam, that it's a declaration of the Shvach. You're mentioning that today is a special day. You can do that at the beginning, you can do it at the end, you can do it in the middle. You're not stating that today is Kaddish and somehow being Mekaddish the day. You're just saying words which are Lishvach in praise of the day. So that's also Shayach to say in the morning. And the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud, Umitzvah levarech al hayayin b'yom haShabbos kolem sheyisod seuda shnia. You should. There's a mitzvah to be mevarech al hayayin on the day before you start your second meal. Vezehu anika kiddush haRabba, and ve'asur lo le'adam. Skip a little bit. Ve'asur lo le'adam sheyitom klum kolem sheyikadosh. You're not allowed to eat anything, to taste anything before you say kiddush. He also requires that this Kiddush be b'makom suda. The Ravid here asks a kasha on the Rambam. The Ravid says like this: Bechayei roishi im misvara amra lo savar miyamas svara pchusa mizot. If you tell me the Rambam, this is yisvara, This is the worst svara he ever came up with. However, and why is he making this mistake? Because they call it Kiddusha Rabbah. You already were Mekadesh the day as the day came in.
Last night.
Yeah, the night. So he's asking a question. He's saying like this, Rambam, why are you telling me that I shouldn't eat anything before Kiddush? Why can't I eat anything? What do you want to tell me? It's Kiddush? Kiddush was last night. That's not a real Kiddush, the Kiddush of the morning. The Maram Chalava has a much stronger Lashon. His Lashon is like this. Bayoim mai, boira pri hagefen. Vekari le kiddush haraba le kinui. It's really a nickname, so to speak, of kiddush lefisha hui ktan, as we said before. Iname lefisha hi roish lechol habrachos. That's the beginning of all the brachos of the morning, and in terms of the suda, therefore that's why it should be the first one. It's a kiddush haraba. Vachagav dein la zecher le kiddush klal. It has no zecher to kiddush whatsoever. Kevan shehi kodem seudas seuda ubeprisas maka. So since you'd say bore priagef, you do it before the suda, and you also pour a mapa before you do that. Ke kiddush halayla karele, and therefore it's called like the kiddush halayla. Therefore it's called kiddush haraba. But be'etzem it's not a din kiddush. But if you hold like the Ramban, which perhaps is how to understand the Ravid is asking on the Rambam from perhaps his point of view, which is that this is an act of Kiddush. If this is an act of Kiddush, then there's no act of Kiddush in the middle of the day. And therefore, why shouldn't you eat before? I understand if the Chashivos of Kiddush, like the night, like the Kiddush at night, then you shouldn't eat, but here. And as the Maram Chalava also states, 1 second, he quotes the Ramban, שאסו ליתם כלום קודם קידוש זה של יום, כמו בקידוש הלילה, ואינו מחובר, דאין זה קידוש ומש, שכבר נזכדש היום פעמחס, ולא מצינו לקידוש בייזדין ללילה וליון. We don't find the קידוש בייזדין at night and during the day, and therefore, this is out of place. אלא שהחכמים תקנו לקבוע סעודוסו על היין. Rather, חכמים require that when you do your meals, your Shabbos meals, you should be koveya those meals on yayin. Umesamchina leakam, and therefore you're allowed to eat. So, what is it, according to the Maram Chalava? It's not a din kiddush. It's a din kviu suda layayin.
So why do you make kiddush?
Huh?
Why do you make kiddush?
You don't. You say we're a priya gefen and you have wine. Now you make us change that you have it before. That's the only thing you do. You say psukim before. Nice. But there's no bracha of kiddush that you're making. Now the Rambam, interestingly, Rambam also mentions this idea that you should be koveya your meals ala yayin. The Rambam says like this. This is in Perek Lamed Halacha Tes. Chayav Adam lecho shalosh yudos v'shabes. Achas arvis, v'achas shachris, v'achas mincha. You have a chiyuv to have three sudas. By the way, according to the Rambam, the Sudas have a time. The Sudas have a time. And therefore, if the Suda of the morning is supposed to be on Chashuv Suda, when we go around Kiddushim and we only get back home after 1:15, which is already past Chatzos, then Lichora, we could be in Shalosh Sudas. We could be having a Suda which, according to the Rambam, would qualify as Shalosh Sudas. You miss Sudas from the Shalosh Sudas. And by the way, this is not just Hashkocha, lehalacha, in Shalosh Sudas, if you forget Betzei, you don't have to go back. So if the Rambam is to be taken literally, then according to the Rambam, if you started your Shabbos meal, your second meal, after Chatzos, and you forgot Betzei, you wouldn't go back. It would be a suffering. Right, so continues the Rambam. Mitzalech leizar b'Shalosh Sudas eilu, shelo yifchos mehem klal, you shouldn't have less than that, ve'afilu anyam nizbardis min atzdaka, even an ani should make sure that he has shalosh sudas. Vechule, betzarich likvoa kol seuda mishloshtan al hayayin. And you have to be kaveh each one of the seudas al hayayin. But the Rambam says not just the second seuda, but even the third seuda. You have to have yayin. You should be kaveh the seuda al hayayin. Velitzash teki koros. So once again, I just told you before that according to the Rambam, it could be that the morning is a din kiddush, but according to the Ramban, it's not a din kiddush, it's a din kviya suda alayayin. That's what we read from Marav Chalava. But the Maaseh, if you look at the Rambam before, in Perek Chavtes, he says that on suda shniya is kiddush haraba. So, the Rambam says, lichayra, that there's two dinim. There's one din which is kviya suda alayayin. And that's something about the importance of the Shabbos meals. Shabbos meals should be important. How do you demonstrate Shabbos meals should be special kosher sudas? When you sit down, make sure that you kaveya sudaso ala yayin. That doesn't mean you have to have the yayin before. It just means that in your suda, you should have a kviyus of yayin, you should drink wine in your suda. That's how it's a kosher suda. Aside from that, there's a din kiddush in the morning, which is ke'en, the kiddush at night. And that's a kiddush haram according to the Rambam. And that's how the Rambam says that you're not supposed to eat before because it's like din kiddush. Huh?
If you only start after korpas one, after korpas, like you just mentioned.
Right. So then according to that, then there's no... no, because there's a kiddush hayayim is independent from the suda shniya. There's a din kiddush laila, there's a din kiddush yayim, then there's a din suda rishona, shniya, and shlishis. And then the kiddush, you might have not been yotze suda shniya, but you still have to make kiddush. Huh?
If you make the kiddush, then you make kiddush.
Oh, you're right. You already made kiddush in before. Now that itself is going to be an interesting question. Whether the kiddush that you made when you had mizonos is a chashuv enough kiddush, right? And that is also could be it's related to this. Let's see. We have one more point to make before we might get to that. Next point is a point about Tosefes Shabbos. So there is a very, very great machlokes about whether Tosefes Shabbos is deraisa or not deraisa. The origin of the din of Tosefes is the din of Yom Kippur. In the Torah, we have a chiyuv of. The Gemara says when betisha be'asar lachodesh. No, it means that you have to be meisif michol lachodesh, and therefore you start Yom Kippur before. The question is whether you extend that to Shabbos or not. The Rambam Shita seems to be that there is no din of Tosefes Shabbos at all. Midoraisa, there's certainly no din of Tosefes Shabbos. Not only that. What is the Gemara says that how you be moisif Yom Kippur? Well, look at the psukim. We have a it's a din ve'inisem et nachosechem betisha lachodesh. What is it that should be on the tisha and you should be makdim the ve'inisem et nachosechem? The din inui is that which you need to bring back. You need to bring earlier, to accept earlier. It doesn't say you should take on the Kedusha of Yom Kippur earlier, meaning it's the Kedusha with regards to the Inui. The Inui is what you take on earlier. And therefore the Rambam actually mentions in Hilchos Taimis, that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, there's a din of Tosefes on Tisha B'Av. Now how that makes sense. If the din of Tosefes is a din of Inui, then the Inui of Tisha B'Av is mirrored after the Inui Yom Kippur. And therefore, just like in Yom Kippur, there's a din Tosefes Inui, so to a Tisha B'Av, there's a din Tosefes Inui. But there's not Tosefes of Kedusha in the sense of bringing Shabbos in early. You don't bring in Shabbos early according to the Rambam. It's not Shabbos yet. Shabbos starts when it starts. Here, it presents a challenge. The challenge is like this. The Gemara writes, the Gemara in Brachos, Chavzayin, the Gemara writes there that the Rav used to be Matzlei Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Mariv of Shabbos in before Shabbos started. And then the Gemara writes, brings down Shmuel's opinion, and says that Shmuel would also say Kiddush before it was Nach. So how can you say Kiddush before Nach? It's not Shabbos yet. So if it's according to those who hold that Tosef is Shabbos, then you understand. It is Shabbos. Why is it Shabbos? I brought it in. I brought in Shabbos, and therefore now it's Shabbos Kodesh. I can make Kiddush, because today is Shabbos. But if you hold like the Rambam, that you cannot bring Shabbos in early, there's no such a thing as bringing the Kiddush of Shabbos early, then how can the Rambam say, that? How can the Rambam explain the Gemara that says that you can make Shabbos early? And the Rambam actually says that. The Rambam, Halacha Yud Aleph, in Perek Chavtes, Yesh lo le'adam le'kadesh halakois erev Shabbos mibe'od yom. You're allowed to make kiddush halakois mibe'od yom when it's not yet night. Af al pi shelo nichnesa Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is not in. V'chein, mavdil halakois mibe'od yom, af al pi she'adayin hi Shabbos. You can also say Havdalah earlier, even though it's still Shabbos. She'mitza z'chira le'oimra, be'in b'shas misosoy b'yitziyosoy. Ben koydem leshazu bimat. Why? He doesn't say because it's Shabbos. Because the mitzvah of Kiddush Shabbos, the zman of that mitzvah is not Shabbos. Who said it's Shabbos? The zman starts before Shabbos starts. And the zman of Havdalah, even though the prime zman is after, but that zman starts before the time of Havdalah, before the time that it's no longer Shabbos. Again, if you hold that the mitzvah is to declare it Kodesh, like the Ramban, you couldn't possibly make a declaration today is Kodesh when it's not Kodesh. But if you hold like the Ramban, it's not about declaring it Kodesh, it's about pointing out the special nature and level of Shabbos, then it could be that the mitzvah is even before Shabbos starts, as I'm about to enter Shabbos, I should have an awareness, I should make a declaration that we are about to enter a time which is a special time. And likewise when Shabbos goes out, as I'm about to go into a different transition, the transition between Shabbos and Chol, it's important that I point out how Shabbos is special from Chol. And therefore the Zman does not have to be the Zman of Shabbos, it could be a different Zman. And that's how the Rambam explains this. So that would work out also very nice, Lishitosim. This invention as well. Yeah. So, the other issue is as follows. What is the din of Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Question is as follows. Is the Kiddush B'Makom Suda a halacha of Kiddush? Or is it a halacha of Suda? Meaning, I have to make Kiddush, and Ein Kiddush, it's not going to be a valid Kiddush unless I make it in the context of a Suda. That comes out straight from the words. If that's the case, then whenever I'm making my proper Suda, well, my Kiddush, I have to make sure that the Kiddush is associated with a Suda. Now, does it have to be the Suda Shabbos? Or it could be a Suda? If it's a din of Kiddush, then it doesn't necessarily have to be that Suda with which I fulfill my obligation of Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos. But if I say that Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda means like this, the Kiddush is connected with the Suda. Only when you're sitting down to have your Suda, only then you should make your Kiddush. Then it has to be that Suda with which you are Yotze, or you want to be Yotze Shalosh Sudas. Again, this will pose a nafkamina with regards to Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning you go out, you go to three Kiddushim, you're not making that your Suda of Shabbos. But you want to make Kiddush. You want to be able to eat something. So if you hold that Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda means that if you're making Kiddush, you have to make sure that there's a Suda associated with it, then it's fine. And then when you get home, you're actually having your Suda. That's your Suda Shabbos. But if we say that it is a din in the Suda, then the Kiddush you're saying before, it's not really a Kiddush, because you're not doing the Suda with which you want to be Yotzeh. Not only that, you're not making a Suda Spas, which is a requirement for a Suda Shniyah. Tosfos says that on Shalosh Sudas you don't have to have pas. But the first and second Suda you need to have pas. So if you're not having pas mamish, so you're not fulfilling your Suda. So I heard Rabbi Sachs mention, say, I think this is said in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that it could be like this. It could be that if you hold that the din of En Kiddush Elo Makom Suda is the din of the Suda, then there perhaps is no chiyuv, I mean there's no iser of eating before you make kiddush. Because the idea is that you have a chiyuv to be mekadesh, to make a kiddush when you're about to have your suda. Now until you're ready to have your suda, then you're not mechayev a kiddush. And therefore if you're not mechayev a kiddush, then you can eat before. So he says, according to this, it could be that the reason why we are able to eat in the morning when we go out on Shabbos in different kiddushim is a miman of shach. If you hold that the chiyuv of kiddush is in the suda, then your chiyuv hasn't started because you're not sitting down for a suda, and therefore you're allowed to eat before. Now you want to make bar biyagefen, make a bar biyagefen. Why not? But that if you hold that the din is the din in the kiddush, then you're having something after kiddush and you yotze. But according to this, it would turn out that when you get home, you would have to make again kiddush. So even though you went around so many kiddushim, the first time you made your kiddush just in case, then you have to make kiddush then. But when you get back home, you would have to make kiddush again in case the din of kiddush is the din in the suda. That's the suda you want to be fulfilling your mitzvahs of the Shabbos with. That's what you would have to do. If it's a declaration, then it's not. What? Right. If you say it was a declaration Friday night, then it's a din in the Suda. Why not? No. If the Friday night was a declaration, then the Shabbos morning is a separate din. It's a din of the Chashivus of the Suda. And then it would be only in the context of your Suda. Have a great day.